you can make, turn to the person next to you and tell them, I'm glad you're here. All right? With a big smile, okay? With big smile. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I'm glad everyone's here. God bless you. God bless you. Wei, I'm not going to eat you, so come closer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. You're so far away, I feel alone. Right? So I need you nearby. I think the praise leader, is that Brother Zhao? Zhang? Yao? One of them is right? G. Brother G. He had a beautiful smile. I love it. And then when he was doing choir, Elder Paul was next to him. I guess people who smile stand next to each other. So they were smiling. It's just beautiful. So when we smile, it changes things, right? So I want to challenge you one more time. Some of you look angry. smile and turn to the person next to you. I'm glad you're here, right?
希望大家对旁边的人说一个大的微笑，并说我爱你。
Yeah, I'm so glad everyone's here. I want to continue from last time I was here, the sermon that I did last time, and just continue from that.
我想从上次我们讲的如何365天，假如你有365天，我们继续从那个地方开始。
Yeah, I said in that message that life components have five things, right? Health, relationship, rest, spirit, and mission.
我讲过就是生命有五个组成部分，就是健康。
365 days, what would you spend your time on?
如果我们有只有有限的时间，只有365天的时间，365天的时候，我们将如何度过这剩下的时光？
And if we realize that our life on earth is very short, then it kind of liberates us to live the kind of life that God has called us to live.
如果我们意识到我们的生命是十分有限的话，这将是一个很让我们得到释放的一个事情。
And based on limited survey, when this question was asked, what would you do if you only had 365 days to live? Many of them said this, I want to spend my time to better deepen my relationship with significant people.
当一些统计说是如果你只剩下365天有限的时间的时候，你将如何度过剩下的时光？很多人会选择。
There's nothing wrong with taking a vacation. There's nothing wrong with getting a new job. When this question was asked, majority of people, 87% of them, would say, I want to spend more time with people I love the most.
就说你剩下时光的时候，你愿意去度假，去做一些事情，休闲，这些都是没有问题的。但是 87%的人会选择。
It's very interesting because all of our life we live to get a better job, get a promotion, get a better paycheck, buy a bigger house. But when that time comes that your time is limited on this earth, all that goes out the window and all of a sudden like, wait, let me spend time with my family. I've neglected to get all that other stuff.
我们一生中很多时间，我们花时间是去工作，去得到更好的生活。
I think one of the most stunning places that I've been to is in Southern California. It's the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Dana Point, California.
我去过了一个最好的地方在南加州，是在 Dana Point Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
It's the real Ritz-Carlton where celebrities go to celebrate birthday and spend time and relax.
这个旅馆就是说很有名的人会在那里度过生日或者结婚纪念日。
I had a chance to officiate a wedding there. It's a stunning place. It's a beautiful place.
我有一个机会在那里去主持一个婚礼，这是确实一个很美好的地方。
You walk to out of the back of the hotel and you see this Pacific Ocean, and between the Pacific Ocean and the hotel is this green field, golf field, and everything just looks luxurious there.
你从旅馆的后面走出去的时候，你可以看见太平洋，还可以看见错落有致的高尔夫球场，一切都确实是很奢华。
I think if I were to use one word to describe that place, it would be wow.
如果用一个词来描述这个地方的话，就是 wow.
Wow. All right. See, the problem with wow is that Shin family, my family, doesn't fit there.
这个问题是我的新就是新牧师家庭一切跟这个豪华并不相配。
I once took my family to San Diego while my wife was away.And I took my kids and stayed at a very rundown hotel.
有一次我太太不在的时候，我就带着孩子们去，圣地亚哥去度假。我们住的旅馆是一个比较破旧的旅馆。
My kids loved it. They didn't know better. All they wanted was a pool, and there was a pool.
我的小孩子并不知道很多，他们只想
有一个游泳池。And it was an opportunity to spend time with dad. So it was not a wow Ritz-Carlton, but it was great for them.
这个旅馆的话，并不是一个。Ritz-Carlton 这样奢华的旅馆，但是孩子们只想和他们的父亲待在一起度假。
So the comparison is huge, right? Ritz-Carlton, wow, this place is what I paid money for this.
Ritz-Carlton 这个旅馆就确实很奢华，你只能说 wow， 但是这个地方我带孩子们去的只是一个破旧的旅馆。
When you pull into Ritz-Carlton, you have these luxurious cars everywhere, and the person walks out and wants to, you know, give you valet service.
你去 Ritz-Carlton 这个旅馆的时候，这边会有很多豪华的车，然后会有人带你爬车。
So just imagine, at the time I was driving 2001 Astro van Ford, right? It's gray color. On the side, it has a huge church name on it. I pulled through there, and immediately you realize, man, I'm in the wrong place.
你可以想象，我当时开的车是2001年的一个福特的一个面包车，这个车已经是有点破旧。然后旁边是有教会的标签，然后你可以看到可以感受到我当时把车开进去的时候，跟这个旁边的环境其实是格格不入的。
The problem with Ritz-Carlton of the world is that sometimes people go there and go, man, this is what life is all about.
问题是在 Ritz-Carlton Hotel， 大家去这个地方有时候会有这样的错觉，就是说是这就是生活的目的。
But is that what life is all about? Sometimes people wonder and they start to compare.How come so-and-so get to eat caviars and they get to enjoy pedicures? And my life is about going home and washing dishes and doing laundry and there are three crying babies all around you.
但这真的就是生活的目的吗？有时候大家会有比较，就是有些人会过一些奢华的生活。但我的生活却是一个有一个会叫的狗，然后有三个小孩子，有很多事情。
We say,
衣服和碟子需要洗。
We say, why are they there and I'm here? This life is not right. But I'll tell you this, I will not exchange Ritz-Carlton for my kids anytime, any day.
大家可能会说，为什么他们在那个地方，我却在现在的我的现实却是这样？但是我可以告诉你，我不会愿意和Ritz-Carlton 这样的奢华的环境做交换。
If I only had 365 days to live, then I want to invest that time with people that I love the most.
如果我只剩下365天的时间的话，我愿意把剩下的时间来投资于在我认为是最重要的关系里面。
So today I want to just share about how do you deepen relationship. Bible says that time is evil, so make sure that you use it wisely. And one of the areas that we can missionally use wisely is how do I use my time to deepen the relationships that God has placed around me.
就圣经呢告诉我们，就现在的世界是邪恶的，就要我们把时间使用到更有智慧的使用时间。有一个时间，我们如果时间有限的话，我们需要更好的使用我们的时间呢，就是加深我们的关系。
Just out of curiosity, last time I preached here, I asked you to write down certain things, right? Raise your hand if you actually did it.
就是上一次我在这边讲到这个只剩下365天一的时候，我告诉大家希望你做一个清单，把你最重要的事情写下来，你要做的。大家有没有人做这件事情？
So I noticed not that many hands went up. I am very sad right now. Do you know how long it takes to prepare this? Right? Okay, I'm going to assume. Let me ask a different question. How many of you were going to do it? We just didn't get around it. All right, a few more hands went up. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
现在我重新讲了一下，就是说是你们准备去写这个清单，但还没来得及做。
Before we go into practical steps, let me lay down some foundation, biblical foundations for our talk today.
在我开始讲具体的, 如何加深关系之前, 我想, 列举一下, 就是说, 加深关系的基石,
Today's story is a very familiar story to many of you who, if you attended church. So I need God, we need God to open our eyes and expose ourselves to this text in a fresh way.
今天要讲的故事对大家来说是很熟悉的 我希望神能开启我们的心眼 使我们能够从一个新的角度来体会到这个 故事的含义
So I'm going to pray and then I will start Okay, I'll just do a quick prayer Father, we thank you for this morning We need you, Lord Sometimes familiar verses make us become complacent and unable to hear But we need you to open our eyes and our ears and in our hearts So we embrace your word And live the kind of life you've called us to live. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today's story revolves around a person named Pharisee, the religious elite of a person who is well esteemed in the culture. And he has a party and he invites Jesus Christ to that party. And in this culture, you wouldn't be sitting around a table like you see in The Last Supper by Da Vinci. But what you have are people lying down with their feet going out of the table and leaning on their elbow, eating from the table.
在这样的聚会里面,你并不是看到的,并不是像达芬奇那个画里面所描写的,大家坐在整整齐齐坐在桌子旁边,其实是大家会... 靠肘部支撑的身体，然后脚伸到前面，是这个样子。
And remember, Bible is Eastern culture, not Western culture.
就是说圣经是其实描述是东方文化，并不是西方的文化。
A lot of people think that Christianity is a Western religion, but it's not. It's Eastern in origin.
很多人以为是基督教是一个西方的宗教，但其实它的起源是来自于东方文化。
So for example, when I used to live in Korea in a small town, and we will celebrate my grandparents' birthday, My mom and others would come and make food all day. And some of the townspeople would come and peek in and go, what are you doing? Oh, it's birthday. Can I help? And they'll just join us.
就是我想分享以前我在朝鲜韩国的时候在农村的时候如果是我们有时候会给我的祖父就是说是过生日这时候很多村里面的人城里面的人就镇里面的人就会来说是你们在干什么是过生日他们就会自己来参加这个聚会生日party
That was a lot longer than what I said. So by the time the celebration happened, there's a lot of people that we didn't invite in there.
就是当真正的聚会开始的时候,很多人并没有邀请他们,他们也来了。
But it was a small town, so we knew everybody and we were okay with that.
但是这是我们当时的家乡是一个小的镇,所以说我们认识所有的人,所以说我们是。
I think something similar is happening here. A lot of people are not invited, but they're there. And that's how this woman enters and goes to Jesus without being noticed.
So, 今天讲的故事呢,也跟当时应该是比较类似的,就是说,很多人并没有得到邀请,他们也来了,这个女人也是这个。
Luke chapter 7, verse 37 through 38 says this.
路加福音7章37-38节。
Can you just read it?
那城里有一个女人,是个罪人。 知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。When
the Bible says there was a woman in the city, that's another way of saying she was a prostitute.
圣经里面讲就是说这城里有个女人，她是个罪人，其实另一种说法，其实她就是她是个妓女。
And this woman comes to pour perfume on Jesus' feet, and while she's doing that, she's so overwhelmed, she starts to cry. And when the tear lands upon Jesus' feet, Jesus notices that there's a woman there. And when Jesus notices, instead of the woman running away, she actually unravels her hair and starts to wipe Jesus' feet and she starts to kiss his feet. And
用她的头发来擦拭耶稣的脚。
So this woman comes to this party to meet with Jesus. And if you read this section earlier on, we are told that Simon, the elite religious Pharisee, also wanted to see Jesus.
这个女人来到这个聚会是想来知道耶稣基督。我们从这个故事开始的时候知道，这个西门这个法利赛人也是想来知道耶稣。
So it's worth noting that the first Pharisee that saw Jesus came in the shadow of darkness, but Simon is asking Jesus to come during daytime.
我们知道圣经里面第一个要见耶稣的法利赛人是一个叫尼哥底母的人，他是在夜里面偷偷来见耶稣，但是西门却是光明正大的想来见耶稣。
He's putting his reputation online. His friends could say some things. His family might say some things. Why would you invite that man to this party?
就是说西门做这个举动其实是一个有一定风险的，他的家人他的朋友可能会说你为什么要邀请耶稣基督来参加你的聚会。
So the Simon is a seeker and the woman is a seeker. Simon is this righteous Pharisee and the woman is this prostitute, a sinner. And yet by the end of the story, Jesus accepts the sinner and rejects the righteous.
就西门是一个寻求耶稣的人，这个妇人也是一个寻求耶稣的人。西门是一个法利赛人，是一个宗教领袖，宗教精英，但是这个妇人却是一个罪人。但在故事结束的时候，耶稣接受了这个妇人，但却拒绝了。
So we have to ask the question why. And here's why. Simon wants to know about Jesus, but not necessarily have a relationship with him.
我们要问为什么会这个样子，就是说重要的原因就是西门想知道耶稣，但并不愿意和耶稣建立一个亲密的关系。
You can kind of get that sense from what Simon does when Jesus is being touched by the woman.
你可以从西门在对这个妇人在抚摸在接触耶稣脚的这个反应，就可以知道西门在想什么。
Can you read verse 39?
路加福音七章三十九节，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：“这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。”
His response is like a person who is standing aloof from the side and says, "What? Wait a minute." If this man is really what he says or who he says he is, he would not allow a prostitute to touch him. He must be not the person that he claims to be.
他其实西门的态度从他的反应里面就说是他其实远远的这样在想，这个人难道真的是先知吗？如果他知道先知，他就知道这个女人是个罪人，他不会让这个罪人来接住他。
And then Jesus tells him a story. Simon, there was a man who owed $5 million, and there was a man who owed $50,000, and the lender, because they couldn't pay back, forgave both of them. Which will be more thankful? Which will love him more?
This is Luke 7:41. Jesus said, "One debtor had two debtors. One owed him 50 denarii. One owed him 5 denarii, because they were unable to pay. The debtor gave them mercy and forgave them both. Which one loved him more?"
So Simon answered, "I suppose the one who was forgiven more." And he says, and Jesus says, "You judge correctly." And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? Ever since I've been here, she came in, she put perfume on my feet, she wiped it with her hair, she kissed my feet, and she hasn't stopped doing that. But you, Simon, have not done any of that stuff."
这就是耶稣说你断得不错，于是转过身来向着那女人。便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Jesus saying, "Simon, can you do that for me like this woman? She wept over me, she wiped my feet with her hair, she publicly kissed my feet, she anointed my feet with oil." And Simon's like, "You want me to do that?" And Jesus says, "Yes, I want you to do that."
就是耶稣其实对西门的挑战就是说，你能不能像这个女人一样做她给我所做的事情，就是亲我的脚，用我的并膏我的脚，用油抹我的脚。西门可能说是，说到你要我做这些事情吗？耶稣就是说，是的，我要你做这些事情。
What is Jesus after here? The intellectual, impersonal religion Simon is practicing?
就是说，耶稣需要的是什么？是不是这种
What a lot of people in the church today do, just live a good life. That's what matters the most. You don't have to follow Jesus. You don't have to be like him, but just listen to his teaching and try to be a good person. Simon would rather discuss about loving your neighbor, having Bible study about loving your neighbor, rather than going and actually loving the neighbor. Simon would like to attend church service like this and listen to a nice message, feel good, go home and do nothing about it. Simon wants a relationship with Jesus without tears and wiping his feet and anointing Jesus' feet. Simon wants to talk about Jesus, not become like him. But the woman wants intimacy with Jesus, not just know about him. Many of you already heard a message on this particular section about this alabaster jar, how expensive it is, and how this woman was to spend everything she had to buy this alabaster jar of perfume. I think among all the readings I've done, the person, the late Tim Keller, does the best with this. And he talks about how this alabaster jar is a very specific jar with a long neck. And this jar is not designed to pour the perfume, but to make the fragrance go out to attract other people and make yourself look beautiful. So this alabaster jar is her power, is her finances, is how she makes a living. And this is how she lives her life. And out of this perfume comes this smell that attracts other men so she can give them service. This is her livelihood. And what is she saying? She's saying, if Jesus is who he claims to be, I'm going to give this up and everything about my life needs to change.
这个玉瓶从打碎这个玉瓶倾倒出来在耶稣的脚上这个动作他向外面表明的是如果耶稣是他所宣告的那个我愿意给予我一切所有来追随耶稣。So
there's two ways to come to Jesus. One is like Simon, be aloof, learn about him, talk about him, discuss about him, but never really live like Jesus. Or you can approach Jesus like this woman who says, you know everything about me, and if you are who you say you are, I'm going to give up everything for you, and I'm going to become like you. And in this interaction, we understand that Jesus accepts the woman who is a prostitute and yet wants to know God, and he rejects the righteous Pharisee who just wants to stay aloof and just learn about God. And Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. And when Jesus says your sins are forgiven, what is he saying? He's saying, I believe in you. You are more than you are today. I want you to see your life blossom as God has intended your life to be.
When Jesus 我相信你，我知道我你的罪，一切都被赦免。我相信你会成为比你现在更好的。
Now, if you want to deepen your relationship, you need these two essential components. One is forgiveness, and second is faith.
如果你要加深关系，有两个最根本的要素，一个是饶恕，一个是信心。
You notice that Jesus does not talk about this woman's failure. You have no idea how she became a prostitute. You know she was battered down. Her self-image is messed up and tattered and ragged. And she is a continual object of criticism and insults by wives of her customer.
So you can see that Jesus did this woman's attitude. He did not criticize her past. How did she become this kind of current life?
Jesus does not talk about her failure. She's the object of moms telling their daughters, don't become like her. She is shunned by the best of people, and she is abused by the worst of people.
就是说是她这个妇人，很多这个母亲会教导她的女儿说，不要像她这个样子。这个妇人她是被所谓的人高贵的人会回避她，然后是比较下层的人会。
So when this woman comes to Jesus, she is broken, she is abused, she is wounded, she has failed miserably time and time again. She is humiliated, unsure, feels weak about who she is, and yet Jesus mentions none of that.
就是这个妇人来到耶稣的时候，她已经完全的破碎，但是耶稣并没有提起她所有的一切的过犯。
Instead, Jesus gives her a new future. You are forgiven.
反而耶稣给了她一个新的未来。
That's faith, right? If you and I are going to have deeper relationship with the Lord, for that matter, anyone else, you need these components, forgiveness and faith. Doesn't matter if you live 365 days or 3,650 days, if you want significant relationship, you need to know how to forgive and how to believe in the person that this relationship will get better, will mature, will get stronger. You need to have that faith.
就不管你是还剩下的时间是365天或者十年，你要有这两个要素，要有宽恕和信心，就是说我们可以建立更深的关系。
Now we know forgiveness by what that means. When I say have faith, it means I believe in you, I believe in us, that our relationship can make it, that it's going to get better. Faith in the fact that my relation, my wife, or whoever that person may be, it'll be better than it is today. You have to believe in that.
当我讲有信心的时候，就是说是我们对我们这个将要建立的关系有信心。不管是如何，我们将来会建立更好的关系。
So with that said, that's all introductory, right? So now I'm going to give you the big picture. The big picture is this: the relationship is engraved in our DNA.
前面讲的一切只是一个开始的简介。现在我要想说的是。
The first time you hear a negative word is in the book of Genesis when man is alone and God says this, it is not good for man to be alone. He needs a relationship. When I used to do youth ministry, I had kids. I had a lot of kids, right? About 300 of them. And some of them would come up to me and say, I have friends who are joining gangs.
像我以前曾经做过青少年施工，有300人的青少年施工，有些孩子会跑来告诉我说，有些小孩子要参加就是说他那个犯罪集团，青少年犯罪集团。
And these kids are joining these gangs, and the initiation is this: they beat you up, and literally you almost die.
他要参加这个犯罪集团的话，有一个入帮的仪式。这个入帮的仪式其实就是这些犯罪的同伙会把你打得半死。
These kids want relationships so badly because they're not getting it at home or somewhere else. They're willing to get beat up and have this false sense of belonging in this gang. That's how much we desire relationship.
就这些孩子是特别的想有这种关系和一个归属感。他们在家里面或在别的地方没有得到这个，他们即使被打得半死，也愿意通过这种加入这种犯罪团伙来得到这种归属感。
So of course, when we only have limited time, we invest in these relationships that matter the most to us.
如果所以说很自然的话，如果我们只剩下有限的时间的话，我们愿意把剩下的时间投资用来加深这种最重要的关系。
John Ortberg wrote a book titled "Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them."
有一本书就是讲每个人看起来都很正常，直到你 真正的认识他。
Ken Davis wrote a book called "I'm Not Okay, You're Not Okay, That's Okay."
还有一本书就说是我不好，你不好，但这是可以的。
Because these, what are these two books saying? None of us are okay, but that's okay.
这两本书都是就说我们每个人，我并每个人都是不好的，但是这是可以的。
Broken relationships are normal in this world where sin is rampant. Conflict is normal in a relationship.
就是说破碎的关系在这个有罪的世界里面是很常见的，就破碎的关系也是很常见的。
Some of you who are newlywed, when you were dating, you never fought, and after you marry, you're fighting like mad, right?
有些人你们现在就说是在结婚了，你们在互相彼此，你们在约会的时候彼此没有任何冲突，但是现在你们会有很强的冲突。
That's normal.
这一切都很正常。
What's not normal is making up and reconciling that relationship.
不正常的是，就是说是能够修复这个关系，这是很困难的。
So here are some practical steps I can give you before we close, how to deepen your relationship.
现在我要给大家讲一些具体的，如何是加深关系的一些方法。
First, come clean and make a list of my faults.
第一个就是写出我自己所清洁来的主前为自己的过犯列个清单。
You need to sit down and figure out what are some of the faults that I have. Each one of us has one, at least one. You need to find out. Because if you don't know what your faults are, you know what you're going to do? You're going to criticize other people, point finger at them, because you think everybody's worse than you.
我们每个人都有自己不好的地方，所以很重要的话，我们要列下自己的清单。如果你不这样做的话，你会往往会常常去指责别人。
If you think you're the gift to mankind, you're probably not self-aware.
如果你认为你是个特例的话，那你可能是没有自我意识。
Every one of us is broken somewhere. I'm broken, you're broken, it's okay.
我们每个人都有破碎的地方，你有破碎的地方，我有破碎的地方，但这是。
And spiritually, we need to admit that. There's a doctor named Dr. Brené Brown. She is famous for TED Talk, and she wrote books on the health of vulnerability.
有一本书，他是一个 TED speaker 的讲演者，他写了一本书，就是关于说，脆弱，展示自己的脆弱，对关系是十分重要。
Yeah, become aware of yourself. Lower the bar a little bit so that you can start seeing other people better than you, as Bible says.
就是说你认识到自己的脆弱的地方的时候，你就可以把这个建立关系的这个阈值降低，这样你会看别人会更好。
You guys are perfect, I'm not, so let me tell you something about myself.
你们可能是很完美的，我要告诉一下我自己不完美的地方。
I'm selfish, I'm prideful, and insecure sometimes.
我很自私，我有时候也很骄傲，但有时候我有不安全感。
I struggle with mixed motives at times.
我有时候会有对自己不同的各种动机感到很挣扎。
My car is messy, my garage needs cleaning.
我的车很乱七八糟，然后我的车库也是比较脏的。
Some of my relationships are messy.
我的有些关系也是比较混乱。
Hi, my name is Sam and I'm messy.
我的名字叫 Sam, 我比较混乱。
And some of you who are new here, like, what? You're the pastor, you can't be like that.
有些人可能是比较新到教会，你可能会说，你是牧师怎么能这样？
You should have seen the list before I became Christian.
Before
I took Jesus seriously, it was much, much longer.
就说我这个清单在没有认识主耶稣基督之前会很长很长。
Remember the story of the adulterous woman? When did the people surrounding her to kill her leave?
你记不记得圣经里面有个叫行淫妇人的关于行淫妇人被抓住的故事，那些想用石头打死他的人是什么时候离开的？
When they became aware of their own sin is when they left.
他们这些人离开的时候是当他们意识到自己也是罪人的时候。
So start a healthy relationship. You don't start from that person. You start from this person yourself.
所以说要想建立一个健康的关系，你是从别人开始，还是从自己开始？
Second, make a list of significant people in your life.
第二是要列出你生命中最重要的人。
It's a very small list. It's not your Facebook friends, okay? This is like small. These are the people who sit in front row at your funeral.
我所指的是一个比较短的一个重要的人，不是你的 Facebook 脸书上面的人，就是这些人是在你葬礼上要坐在前排的这些人。
Once you make that list, go tell them how important they are to your life.
当你做出清单以后，你要过去告诉这些人，他们在你的生命中是如何的重要。
Because we need to hear that.
我们需要听到这些。
You know, men do something funny when their wives say you love me. Do you still love me? What do men say? I said that 5 years ago. Why do I have to say it again? All right? A lot of men do that.
就像男人有时候会比较奇怪，就是如果太太要，他说，告诉你你爱我，这个男人会说是，我5年前就已经说过，为什么现在我还要再说一遍？
It's easier to say I love you than all that.
说我爱你应该是很简单的。
Right?I find that this is a kind of out of joke, but I find it very interesting. When you type in internet, you type in www. dot whatever, right? Do you know what www stand for? World Wide Web. Which is longer? www, 3 syllables, right? No, www, 6 syllables. World Wide Web, 3 syllables. We go for the longer one, right? And that was supposed to be a joke, but I guess it's not working here, so we'll move on. Right? Significant people. And then you ask yourself a question, what do I want to be known for?
然后你问自己，下面一个是问自己，你想人们如何纪念你。
You make the list of the people who are most important to you, and you ask yourself, when I leave this world, what do I want to be known for?
你列出一个清单，这些最重要的人，你想让他们知道，你离开这个世界的时候，人们将如何纪念你。
Do you want to be known as a selfish person with wrong attitude, a negative attitude, always getting off the wrong side of the bed?
你想让人们知道你总是有一个很糟糕的态度，总是一个很自私的人吗？
If you were to leave this church for whatever reason, maybe job in China, whatever, right? You leave this place, what will people remember you by?
如果你必须要离开这个教会，或者是工作，或是别的原因，你想人们怎么来纪念你？怎么知道你？
How will they remember you? Will they remember you as a loving person, caring person? Or will they remember you as just come on Sunday and never get involved with the church?
你想让人知道，就是说你是不是想让人知道你是一个很有爱心的人，还是想让人知道，就是说这个人只是周日到教会，然后从来不参与教会，没有跟任何人建立更亲密的关系。
Husbands, when you leave your family, what do you want your kids to remember you as? Moms, when you leave your family, what do you want your husband and kids to remember you as?
就是说是你如果离开你的家，离开这个世上的时候，你想让你的家人如何纪念你？
Jesus said his disciples ought to be known for their love.
耶稣说他门徒的标志是爱。
Love. Love is what distinguishes us from others.
就是爱是让我们和世人所分开的。
Not the kind of love that we talk about, but the love that we show. You notice that kids don't talk about love in an abstract way. It's always concrete.
你知道就是说小孩子从来不是抽象的来描述爱，而是一个很具体的来体会爱。
And you love by mastering small acts.
就是说你的爱是要通过小事上展现出来。
Small acts, right? Men think about these big acts, but...People remember the small acts. For example, which is better? Okay, let me ask all the men. Which one would you choose? Today is your special day. Would you give 200 roses to your wife? Which one would she like more, right? 200 roses, boom, on the bed, is covered with roses. Would she love that more? Or would she love one rose every day for 200 days?
就是男人经常会想爱就是要做一个很大的一件事情。我来问大家一个问题，就是说是假设今天是一个很特殊的日子，你是愿意一次买200个玫瑰，把它放在床上，还是愿意每天一朵玫瑰
？In my limited life that I've lived, most men will say 200 roses, but most women will say one rose every day for next 200 days because it shows you remember and you care.
很多男人会说是一次买200个玫瑰，但是大部分女人会说是。一天一个玫瑰，在下面200天里面可以展示出你是记着我。
So let's take a survey. Ladies, which one? 200 roses one time or one rose for 200 days? Which one?
现在。
I have no idea what you just said.
现在。
Okay, here. One or two? Two. Oh, there you go. That was so quick. I'm going to talk to Eric. Right? Right? Of course, the small acts every day being remembered, small things. If you have not read a book called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, there's an exceptional excerpt there that I think the writer is a genius.
不知道你有没有看过一本书，叫是《男人是从火星来的，女人是从金水星来的》。
He says that most men think like this. They wake up early in the morning, brush their teeth, go to work, 100 points. They work 8 hours, 500 points. And by the time they get home, they got 600 points. No wonder they sit on the sofa and watch TV because they deserve it.
大部分男人会这样想，就是早上起床给自己加100分，然后是工作8小时500分。
But he says that women don't think like that. Women, you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, go to work, 1 point. Right? Go work really hard, 8 hours, come back home, 2 points. You sit down and watch NBA without helping her in the kitchen or anything, -100 points.
女人看这个问题确实就是说，你早上起床刷牙几点？得一分，然后工作8小时再得一分。如果你回到家里面的话，坐在沙发上看电视减100分。No
wonder we fight a lot with our spouse.
所以说我们和配偶经常会有争执，这一点都不奇怪。Say
I love you. I know that's not very much of a Asian culture in general from the past. But you could change that. You don't have to be the culture. You can change the culture. Why not? Say I love you. It's only 3 words. Ni ai ni. It's not that hard. Right? Is that hard? It's not, right? If you're sitting next to your spouse, why don't we practice that? Tell them I love you right now. And I see no one doing it except for one. You guys don't, do you not love each other? Right? I want to give you an opportunity. If you're sitting next to your spouse, tell them I love you. You're still not doing it. Let's pray and just close the sermon, because if you're not going to do it, why am I preaching this? Right? No, I saw Deacon Jason do it. Very nice, very nice. Yeah. I didn't want to call him up, but that was beautiful. He turned back and he said something. Did you say I love you? Okay. I thought I hate you would be a different word. All right. Little acts. The way you master love is doing little things and being consistent with it. And you need to grow in this love all the time by knowing who Jesus is. Bible says that love covers sin.
经上说,
when you love your spouse, little things don't bother you as much. The Bible does not say love covers a sin, but it covers all sin.
圣经讲,
That's why the scripture says, for God so loved the world, he sent his son Jesus Christ to bring you into his family. Look what Proverbs 10:12 say.
就是圣经箴言十章十二节说，经上记着，爱能遮掩一切过错。
Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Amazing. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. My friends, be known for your forgiveness. Be known for your forgiveness. Because if you can forgive much, that tells me how much you love the other person. Someone says, how do you measure love? How do you measure how much you love somebody? You can measure love by seeing how much you're willing to forgive that person.
Right?
All the husbands in this room, let me ask you. All the men in this room, let me ask you. Your wife loves your kids more or you more? Just be honest. Do you think your wife loves you or the kid more? Yeah. Don't ask your wife. Just be honest, right? My wife, unfortunately, loves me, no, loves my kids more.
我的太太是很遗憾,
how do I know? You know, my kids can do almost anything, and she will still love and forgive them.
就是说不管我的孩子做什么,
there are things that I do that forgiveness should be there, but it would be very hard as a human being.
其实是可以宽恕的,
that's how I know that my wife loves my kids more than me.
我是通过这些知道,
and this is how I know how much God loves me and you.
我也是通过这个宽恕来知道神是如何爱我,
He loves you so much, He gave up His only begotten Son for you.
因为他这样的爱我们,
so He can forgive you.
所以他通过耶稣基督能够宽恕我,
how many of you will give up your kids for your neighbor? Zero of you.
有没有人会为了你的邻舍来,
wouldn't you give up your life for your kid's life? Like if your kid needed a surgery and you need to give your heart, wouldn't you give that to your kid?
如果你的孩子需要一个手术, 需要你, 捐献一个器官, 你会这样做?
Many ladies are like, yes.
很多母亲都会说,
and I haven't seen a single man going yes yet. That's a problem. Right? Love, love. In essence, your kids are worth more than your life by your action. You're willing to give up your life in exchange for their life. When God gave up His Son to give His life for you, He's saying, what is He saying? I love you so much. I'm willing to give up something that's worth more than my own life.
就是说父母的话会为自己的孩子愿意给出自己的生命为了他们能够生存下去神也是这样
My friends, I pray that you experience this love that God has for you if you have not. Because if you experience it now, you can love like you're forgiven.
我希望大家能够真正的体会出神, 独生子赐给我们的这种大爱。 如果我们真正体会到这一点的话, 我们的爱就能够,
and we'll close with this verse in Colossians 3. Make allowance for each other's fault and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
我们最后一个经文是各罗西书,
make room for each other. As we love this church and we serve here, are you going to always be in nice relationship with each other? Of course not. There will be conflict here and there. But make allowance for each other to make those broken mistakes and forgive them and love them so we can journey together as a church.
像圣经里所讲的要彼此宽容彼此饶恕就像主怎样饶恕了我们我们要怎样饶恕彼此
If you know me and you stay close to me and we journey together, I'm going to hurt you and you're going to hurt me, and that's just human life.
如果你知道我的话, 就是我们在主里面前行的时候, 我们会彼此, 会有一些伤害。
But if you understand how much God has forgiven you, we can make this verse a reality in this church. Make allowance for each other's fault. Let us journey together.
As,
Every time I come to this service, I look at that screen. At the bottom of the screen on the right hand, do you guys remember what's on there? Yeah, we're family. And families make mistakes and we journey together. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for showing us how to have deep relationship. We must learn to love, and that inevitably leads to forgiveness. You have placed this church here for many decades now. When 10,000 churches close in the United States, this one is still standing here because you're saying, I need this church to do something. And Father, maybe, perhaps that is to start here, and we are to live that family life. In our journey, we'll hurt each other, we'll say things we don't mean. And instead of running, Father, as a family, may we forgive, may we understand, may we love and journey together, Lord God. Our life is so short. There's no room to live in conflict. May we love as Christ has loved us, and may we forgive as God has forgiven us, so that we can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.